Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, moving on, we thought air travel was getting a little easier as many airports dropped the 100-millilitre liquid rule at security. But there could be bad news this morning for passengers as the regulation looks set to return. It comes as the European Commission is set to enforce temporary restrictions on liquid screening from September 1st. And for more, I'm joined by Owen Curry, editor of Travel Extra. Owen, this is going to cause big issues and maybe delays at airports where we thought things were getting simpler.
It's two steps forward, one step back. It's not that big an issue. It probably will not cause delays. What we've seen is new scanners introduced by two major companies, C3 scanners. Some people in the medical field would be very familiar with the technology. Instead of looking square on at what's in the bag, you're getting a much a 3D picture of what's going on. And that meant that laptops could stay in the bag and that liquids of larger than 100 mils could stay in the bag. Introduced at quite a few airports around Europe. Irish listeners would be very familiar with the Shannon have it, Shannon have it, Kerry, Donegal and Knock have it, and Dublin have been introducing it. So they have 11 of the scanners in Terminal 2 have been using it. So
and Owen, these are the these are the C3 scanners you refer to. So things were getting simpler, but what's going to happen now or what's been decided?
EU has moved in with legislation. It looks like it was rushed through, saying liquids of more than 100 mils have to come out of the bag. It means a bottle has to come out of the bag, but it means the liquids as they stand can stay in the bag. A little bit of a difference is that everybody passenger until now was limited to one of these. Now you can have one, as many as you like, as long as no container carries more than 100 mils. We'll all be solved in about 12 months after that, about October. I do think they're working through technological problems and they're not moving fast because security issues move as slow as the slowest moving part in general.
Help me if I'm moving slowly on this one, Owen, but I'm thinking there's a lot of people out there who might be packing their bags. It won't take effect till September now, the changes, but does it mean that you'd still have to take out all of the liquids out of your luggage or have them in a clear bag like people were used to doing?
No, it means that the larger liquids can have to be taken out of the bag, not the smaller ones. And really important, the laptops can stay in the bag. But remember, this is only in place in four of our airports. And Dublin, it really depends on which scanner you end up with, whether you can leave your laptop and your liquids in the bag. Now, after September, anything more than 100 mils liquid will have to come out of the bag. But I repeat, laptops can stay in. The airport dads, of which there are a considerable number in your listenership, will know you head to the left in Terminal 1 and you'll likely get one of the four scanners there, whereas Terminal 2, it's all but two of them have this facility. It's a great facility, but Dublin Airport's advice, because they haven't introduced it across all their scanners, is that and will remain the same until October 2025, follow the normal regulations as we used to, be prepared to take that laptop and that liquids out of the bag.
But you mentioned the scanners, coming on stream in Dublin, happening in Shannon and other airports previously. This huge investment has gone into making this simpler for all passengers, the airport dads, myself included. They will be used again into the future. This is just a temporary glitch, Owen, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, John. The Airport Council are really cross about this because they say this is disincentivizing investment. All the airports that moved early, did all of this for their customers, are now being told, oh, you needn't have bothered. It's not really as clear as that because it only affects the larger liquids. And I do understand that the C3 scanners that have been introduced in Irish airports, issues have arisen with liquids, not so much the 75 cl bottles, but the very large 2-litre Coke bottles, things like that. So that is probably happening all across Europe, to the six countries where C3 scanners are pretty much the norm. And I think there are logarithm issues at regulatory level that they want to get right. As I say, with security, things move only when everybody's pretty sure that the process works.
Okay, Owen, thanks very much for joining us. Owen Curry, editor of Air and Travel magazine. It's 51551 if you want to get in touch.